You know what sucks? Do you? If so, tell us. 1-800-947-3979. Do you know what's awesome? We'll take that one, too. We spent plenty of times on the negative. Do any of you have something that's awesome? I'll do an obvious one. When you pull on a coat you haven't worn in a while and there's money in it.
Ooh.
Doesn't get any better.
Oh, yeah, that's found money.
Mm-hmm.
When you finally get to sleep in your own bed after not sleeping in it for a while, or waking up in your own bed on a Saturday morning
when it's daylight.
With nothing to do.
Yes.
Yeah. I have one that's kind of both.
It's something that sucks and it's awesome?
Yeah. And just because I was doing it yesterday, pulling weeds. Pulling weeds sucks.
Yes.
But the satisfaction you get after the pulling weeds is so good.
Yeah, that's pretty good instant gratification, especially if you're just doing like sections and you can see your progress.
Because this one spot in our yard, just like these vines and weeds and everything have taken over. So grabbing onto the one vine and you pull it and it's like 15 feet long and it has 10 different branches on it.
Wild grapevines.
It's amazing. But the whole process of it sucks.
Yeah, it's a pain. It is a pain.
Let's see. You know what sucks? Leaving your lawnmower near the curb while you take a break from mowing, and then someone takes it thinking it was left there as free.
Oh.
Social media attention brought it back. Because honestly, they thought it was free.
Yeah. You can't leave stuff on a curb. Not in this day and age.
I wouldn't have thought that would be a problem.
You can't do it anymore. You can't do it.
This is Tina. Tina, tell us what sucks.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I worked for a company before, and I used to drive a forklift, and somebody had backed in one of the 18-wheelers and hooked the ramps up to it so I could go get the load of, you know, the freight.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up there on the forklift, got a load of freight, and when I went to go back down, they had not lowered the ramps onto the truck or secured them. So my tires literally pushed the ramps away, and I fell out in the forklift upside down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Were you injured?
You had to be.
No. Just emotionally scarred. I think I sucked up half of that seat in my rear end. And
bet you did.
I guess the awesome part is I didn't die, so that's a two for one. But it was one of the most horrifying things I'd ever been through.
It's got a pretty high pucker index.
Are there security cameras? Is there footage?
We knew who it. Yeah, there's probably footage. It's been many years, but.
Oh.
They did find out who had done it, and you know, they were reprimanded, but I thought, my God, I'm gonna die.
Oh, gosh, that is scary. That's one of those. There used to be billboards around town for the hospital where it said 1 second later or something, and it showed somebody having fun, and then it was you know, they had to advertise their emergency room because sometimes you're not sure where to go with your arms off.
You have a choice.
Thank you, Tina. Good Lord. That'd be scary.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's awesome. Friday naps after work, knowing you don't have to work Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Especially if it's raining and kind of cool out, but not too cool where you can't have the windows open.
I'm almost never not irritated with myself after a nap because I feel like I should have gotten something done.
You did. You took a nap and you prolonged your life.
But I can't enjoy it. I can't enjoy it.
This is Bob. Now, Bob, you were in a dilemma last week on Tuesday, so I know what sucks for you, but tell everybody else.
Well, last Tuesday, I went to ATM at midnight. Actually, there was a good thing about this. I won $1,000 on FanDuel.
So that's good. Congratulations.
So that's a great thing. I went to take out $400 because that's the max you could take out on PayPal in 24 hours, and ATM didn't give me my money.
Okay.
I went on my PayPal right then and said they took my money. I waited 9 hours at the ATM when the bank opened. They said, call PayPal. So the worst news is I got to wait 2 more weeks for my money. Hopefully I get it back.
What do you mean, hopefully? They're still deciding?
Well, it says it's pending still. They're investigating still.
I see. Okay. Well, that does suck.
It's crazy.
Yeah, no kidding. Why?
Yeah.
So what's happening in your life that you decide to take $400 out from PayPal at midnight? Because that's the most you're allowed. Anything good?
Well, no, I wasn't going to do anything with the money. Make a car payment with it.
Okay.
You know, but
at 1 a.m.
Like I was going to go. Yeah, okay. That was like 11:58. So you could take it out in 24 hours. Every 24 hours, you could take out 400.
Okay. You wanted to get 400 and then get another 400 in 3 minutes. Okay. All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like you're buying eight balls at all.
You have a gambling problem.
I'm not saying that's true. No. I'm just saying that's kind of how it
is. Yeah, just weird.
I don't know if this sucks or it's awesome, but doing the chore you've put off for months only to find out it takes minutes to complete and it could have been done way before. It's a little of both.
Yeah.
That's definitely a both. Definitely.
I don't know. 1-800-947-3979.
That's only great if you think it's going to take you like 2 hours and then it only takes 5 minutes because usually everything goes the other way. This will take me five minutes. 4 days later, as you've like replaced half your roof and the garage door because you broke everything.
This text from New York State. You know, it sucks trying to beat the rain while working outside Friday, only to end up getting soaked. And 10 minutes before you leave, you get stung on your face by a hornet.
Oh, no. Anything. Yeah. Any stinging definitely sucks. Oh, you know what sucks? A stripped screw or bolt.
Oh.
Yeah, that you can't get out. That really blows. Don't like that.
Especially on the easy jobs.
Yes. Where all of a sudden it's kind of complete, but you got that dagger hanging out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's no fun.
Yeah.
No fun at all.
F you Phillips head screws.
There's got to be a better way.
Oh, there is.
Mm-hmm.
Get Star Drive.
Yeah.
So much better.
It is pretty
great. Nice T25. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good to go.
I'm loaded with T25s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the universal one. Everything that you have to put together comes with one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. That's why I'm loaded with them. It's like the free Allen wrench.
Well, you buy the screws, and they even give you the bits.
Yeah,
they give
really?
You the T25 bit. Yeah.
Yeah, they come with it. All of the sizes well, do, then, even if you go for a good T15.
What do we owe the Phillips family something? Get rid of those stupid things.
No, I don't know why anyone still chooses those, just because you got the bits laying around.
Yeah, Phillips sucks.
Yeah.
What about Absolutely. Flathead?
Oh, flats.
I mean, yeah, that's like the AM radio of screws.
My God.
We don't need it anymore. You can stop fighting for it. By the way, all the radio companies are fighting for AM. Meanwhile, they're letting FM wither on the vine because they're not putting any money into it, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Side note. You know what sucks? That.
Yeah.
Arvine joins us. Hello, Arvine. What's awesome and
what
sucks?
Hey, man.
Well, sucks was I worked, as you know, for Coca-Cola for 34 years. I've been listening to you guys for 23 of them, which is awesome.
That is awesome for us.
Secondly, I'm retired now, held together with baling wire and duct tape. I need both my shoulders replaced. And, but my new retirement job, my wife made me get because, 7 happy hours a week evidently is not allowed.
Okay.
And, now I rake the beach for Seaside Heights, and my office is sunrises, whales and dolphins, fish and bikinis.
That's a great retirement job. So what do you do? Get there early in the morning?
I'm doing it right now. I get here at about 3 a.m.
Okay.
I'm done by... Yeah, I blow them out by 9. No worries.
I see
a lot of weird things on this beach, though, I can tell you that.
Have you ever found anything cool?
Anything worth anything?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. I found $1,500 once. I found wallets, phones. Guy gave me $20 today.
For what?
I don't know why. He jumped in front of my tractor. He was with a girl with her top off. They're taking pictures. He just handed me $20. I said, whatever.
Whatever. Oh, God, that sounds like an amazing job.
I've sent you a couple of pictures. I'll probably send more.
Okay. It sounds so peaceful.
Kelly's the nurture of it. Oh, God. It's like my church.
Like watching the lake or the ocean every morning would be fantastic.
That's pretty cool.
So, Arvine,
not to mention the money and the boobs.
You're driving a tractor. Does it have like the thing on the back that catches all of the big stuff, or is it just a rake?
Exactly right. It's a rake. I clean and rake the beach.
Gotcha.
As Steve knows about Seaside Heights.
Yep.
Oh,
you can say what you want about it, but it is the cleanest beach ever.
Because of you, man.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Arvine, thank you. By the way, when he said rake the beach, even though it's highly implausible, he was out there with a leaf rake in my mind, like, la, la, la.
Like
from 3 until 9 every day, backbreaking. Like he didn't just say he was held together by binder twine and barbed wire.
Like it's like the Spaceballs combing
That's
the desert.
That's totally what I imagined. We ain't found.
I gotta admit, I thought the same thing.
Did you? Okay, good. Oh, that makes me feel better because you grew up close to there. You know. Like how many got that? At first, I almost said, how many Men and women are out there raking with you. Like it's a whole band. Like it's the people that shovel football stadiums when the Bills need to play and it snowed 12 feet.
All 18 inches of my tines, just me and those, just dragging down the beach.